This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Governor Robert Bentley warned there would be cuts to state services if lawmakers didn't pass enough new revenue measures for the budget that goes into effect today. The budget includes some new money, but still cuts many agencies about 6%. As a result, state law enforcement announced yesterday examiners will no longer travel to 31 part-time satellite driver's license offices. It's a move that has some worried about more than just the ability to drive. We talk about it with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us here, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, this announcement is about examiners, but you say the concern extends to voting. How so?
Well, sure, because last year, of course, the voter ID law went into effect, and which requires that voters have a driver's license or some state-sanctioned form of identification, which, coupled with this decision, just raises some questions. I mean, you have 31 spots. They call them satellites, but they're really the places in these counties where people get their driver's licenses. And now, across Alabama, but disproportionately in a swath across Alabama's Black Belt, you see offices closing, which raises some concerns.
And these are areas, when you say the Black Belt, these are predominantly rural, predominantly Black areas of the state.
Sure, they're very sparsely populated areas, predominantly poor, predominantly Black. And let's face it, out of seven counties that voted most for Democrats, the seven counties are the highest percentage of Black voters, all had their driver's licenses bureaus closed. Eight of the top 10. I mean, it's just really sort of disproportionate in that regard.
Well, the Secretary of State's office says that this won't affect the voter ID situation. Residents can still get IDs at County Board of Registrars offices. There's one in each county. There are still options.
There are still options. I mean, and back in the day, they said there's still options to take the test. I mean, it's not impossible to get an ID to vote. It just makes it a little bit more difficult. And in those places that are poor and disproportionately Black and are really underrepresented in state government in the first place, it does create a problem. And, you know, the Justice Department may be interested in that.
Well, state law enforcement points out that these offices represent less than 5% of the driver's license transactions. It's expensive to keep full service offices open or full services available in sparsely populated areas. This is about more geography than race.
Well, yeah, you can say that. I mean, and it's understandable why people would maybe take a look at these things. And I'm not saying it was really set out or intended to be about race, but the unintended consequence, or the consequence, whatever it is that people who are underrepresented in sparsely populated areas are paying for it, and they're paying for the fact that wealthier people in more populated areas did not want to pay more to fund their government.
Now, you say the Justice Department might be interested. Do you see a federal probe, federal intervention?
Well, I mean, I think that they would certainly look at it. What they find, we'll see.
Well, the Jefferson County Commission says they'll decide the next week what to do about calls to remove two murals in the courthouse building. One depicts a white woman towering over Black workers in a field. The other shows a man towering over industrial workers. The NAACP and several commissioners say those images are symbols of a racist past, and it's time to remove them. And John, you write about these murals, and it sounds like you generally agree that these murals don't have a place in the courthouse.
Well, I don't think they tell the whole story at all. And because of the fact that this is a courthouse, you want a place where people can walk in and feel like justice is blind, as it were. And when they see those, they don't. So whether they decide to add something to that, which is a possibility, to tell a more complete story of the county, or whether they want to take them down, something should be done. What was really unique about this situation was that the county and the I hate to even call them protesters. They were more like askers. Really had a really civil and productive sort of conversation about it, which is not really all that common around here.
You do have some voices, such as the Jefferson County Historical Commission, who say that they should stay. They're part of our history, that depicting slavery is not the same thing as glamorizing it.
Well, I mean, I understand that. And I understand that a part of our history is the way that we recast the whole idea of slavery. But it certainly does not tell a complete picture. It certainly tells a history of our perception of history that is not attractive. So, I mean, I would be fully in favor of adding to it to make it more complete.
John Archbold is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.